Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have Rob Roselli here. And after the show, Rob and I now on Thursdays do a brief report discussing many of the things that are kind of apropos. Rob, there's lots of things happening in the news. Some of them are kind of blown out of proportion. Others are downplayed. Some of the most bizarre things I've seen is the comments criticizing Donald Trump, both from Republicans like John McInsane, as they said humorously and with tongue-in-cheek, McInsane had a chunk of his brain cut out because of brain cancer, but I think they took some more of the good brain and the bad brain still presides. His comments are so obscene, fighting against Donald Trump, and even the comments of Mitch McConnell saying that Donald Trump's expectations were excessive. The Republican Senate have done squat. They are the swamp monsters, including McConnell, when they say they can't pass something as simple as repeal Obamacare and then work on it bipartisanly with Democrats to fix the damn thing. It's amazing to me that while people are dying and people are in disaster and the economy is literally, the real economy is slowing like crazy, even though the stock market looks buff because the billionaires are making money, 19% growth, and 2.6% of the GDP, it's rapidly coming, going up to around 4. That doesn't mean the average middle-class person is doing well. And these swamp monsters in the House and Senate, at least the House passed the bill by a squeaker, but I see a lot of never-Trumpers who are getting away with literally murder, and they're not going to get away with it for long with Trump. Trump is going to call them out, just like he called out Sessions and said, hey, Sessions, do your job and proceed after Hillary Clinton and Obama and all the other monsters that are actually in the swamp that are actually creating a literally effective rolling coup against this government and against the American people who wanted to have a good economy, affordable health care, a safe environment, and a safe place like Guam, where we have 200,000 American citizens that are in danger of a nutball who needs to be, as I say, we need to be secretaries for Jesus and arrange an appointment to see him before the trapdoor going to hell is pulled by Yeshua HaMashiach, and he goes to meet his buddy, Satan, because Kim Jong-un needs to have a secretary for Jesus tell him where to go, and it needs to be literally hell. And we need to do it quickly before we have many, many tens of thousands of Americans die in Guam from this moron who actually is dangerous, and people need to know how dangerous it is. So with that warm-up, what do you think of the Un-American Genocidal Complex, your book, which is over on Clay and Iron? We're going to soon have the PDF version of that, and also your book posted up. I'm pleased to meet you, where you have a kind of a screw tape letters conversation, which I think is quite clever, of what was going on in modern geopolitics. You know, you've got a dark sense of humor, which is the only way you're going to get through to some people sometimes, is to be so funny they actually might consider it a possible reality that they should consider. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, well, as far as just starting from the end and going back to the beginning, I mean, yeah, pleased to meet you. I mean, that is, I mean, I'd call it more satire. I mean, the conversations they're having, while on one level, I guess, funny, it's not really meant to be a comedy. I mean, it's just more of a mockery of the so-called deep state, or what I call the Un-American Genocidal Complex.
Yeah.
It's Satan mocking them and basically saying, you're a bunch of dumbasses, you know, you fell for my trick, you sold your soul to me, just like, you know, we tried to do in Matthew 4 and Luke 4, Jesus himself, but you guys took the bait, you know, yeah, you had your temporary power and your temporal kind of control of things in the world, and all you Hollywood scumbags, you know, making your deals with the devil and this sort of thing. Yeah, you had your moment in the sun or your hour of darkness. I think that's Luke 24, but it's all going to come to an end for you, perpetuity in darkness, where they'll be ruled over by their king, Apollyon or Kronos, the king of darkness, forever. So they're going to get what these people are going to get what they wanted. Just like the Jews did in the Old Testament, you know, 1 Samuel chapter 8, you know, when God told Samuel, and they're not really protesting against me, or protesting against you, rather, they're really protesting me. So that's really what's happening here. And, of course, you gave him King Saul in that instance. But here, it's the same principle. And, again, you know, with Trump, I believe it's a direct parallel to 1 Samuel chapter 8. They're not really, these people aren't really protesting Trump, per se. What they're really protesting is, they're protesting America, and indirectly they're protesting God himself, their hatred of God, and anything American Christian or anything, you know, traditional American value is really what these people hate, and it's the satanic hatred that's fed from the top down. Again, if you go to the top of the pyramid on the back of your $1 bill in the all-seeing eye of Apollo or Apollyon, which I just mentioned a few minutes ago, which is none other than Kronos, the god of the bottomless pit. Well, much worse than the biblical Satan, but that's probably a conversation for another day. But you know, they're basically both two peas in a pot. I'll just leave it at that for now. But this is what's really going on. Big picture. I mean, this is top down control of the media, so-called academia. You know, institutions of higher learning, Harvard, Yale, the rest of them. You know, all Carnegie Endowment, Rockefeller, Ford Foundation funded. Communist, American-hating scumbags, for the most part, not 100%, but close to it, the Ivy League schools, Cal Berkeley. And, of course, you're seeing in Washington these bought and sold politicians like Mitch McConnell, John McCain, and these other people. I mean, they're political animals. They're going to say what needs to be said at election time and keep themselves in office. But ultimately, you know, the deep state or the un-American genocidal complex has something over all these people, you know, be it photos or some kind of, you know, photos in compromising positions or, you know, captured phone calls or, you know, some kind of political blackmail on a wide scale of these septic tank occupants in Washington, D.C. And just remember what Trump said a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, you as my witness, I've been saying this for, you know, for as long as I've known you, or I don't know, a year or whatever it is, you know, that Washington, D.C., a swamp, way too generous. A swamp is something natural. The natural environment to call Washington, D.C., I call it a septic tank. And pretty much, you know, Trump came out and called it a cesspool a couple of weeks ago, and he's exactly correct. And the approval rating for Congress is 9 or 10% or whatever it is. I want to know who these 9 or 10% of people are that support these scallywags and modern-day pirates and lowlifes.
I can profile them. I would say, number one, they're pedophilic Satanists that do human sacrifice. And on Saturday evening, they're howling at the moon, if it's a full moon. they're not normal people. A normal, rational person, even if you're irreligious, wants to preserve America, to protect you, so you have a safe environment. In fact, part of the reason why business has grown in America compared to other countries, including Canada, Britain, and elsewhere, is the rule of law works better here than elsewhere. Despite all the dialogue and the ugliness of public discourse that occurs in the media, the fact is you're safer whether you have a patent here in America or you're doing business. There's too many regulations, but we do have the rule of law here compared to other countries like China. China will never be a superpower for one important reason. It doesn't matter how many smart engineers and other people, they don't protect each other's patents. They have a craziness in their attitude that they're going to actually crush the population. Their two-China policy, for example, two-child policy, if you have a third child, they'll abort the woman right up to the moment of birth, and if she dies as a consequence of it, too damn bad, because they want to control their population. They won't even give them secondary... if you're non-party members, citizenship to the second child. So the first child's Chinese. The second one has to fly to Chino, California to become an American because they won't even give them citizenship. So what we're dealing with, and again, this is my whole purpose here. The problem is we're not focusing on the correct cause of the problem. North Korea is not the problem. It's China. And it's not just North Korea. It's the CIA that gives North Korea the technology through AQ Khan and Pakistan. My son was going to come on and talk about this for a moment, but the facts are Pakistan proliferated nuclear weapons after we gave them the technology 30, 40 years ago. And they actually are the main proliferator is Pakistan. People need to know they're the third nuclear power. They make more new nuclear weapons than any other country on Earth, including Russia and America, per month, is made in Waziristani. And these maniacs have sold their missile systems to the Saudi Arabians, who actually funded AQ Khan and the Waziristani plant. From Saudi Arabia and the Gulf Cooperative States. They have Chinese CC-3 missiles because we wouldn't give them long-range missiles, but the Saudis got missiles from the Chinese. So the Chinese are not to be trusted. Neither are the Russians, who want to re-exert the Soviet Union. But the fact is, we could collaborate with them. I like the fact they put sanctions on Russia, but we need sanctions on China. China should not be able to sell their shirts and toys and so on, and Santa's elves this Christmas should not look like communist Chinese workers in slave factories with unreasonable conditions. The average person in China, there are 600 people per day that get permanent disabling injuries or die in China every day because of bad industry conditions. People don't know that, do they? They don't realize that the Chinese have got an imperial policy that they think are going to come to this new superpower. They're crazy. What's going to happen if they don't manage this thing properly with North Korea? Number one, they're going to have a unified North and South Korea that's with the Nipponese people that live in Japan and North and South Korea. They're going to have a major enemy right at their back. They're also going to have them armed to the teeth with nukes, and if they squeak sideways, they're going to disappear in a cloud of nuclear dust. And they don't get it. For some reason or other, the Chinese overlords, which are in their 70s, 80s, must have some form of Chinese Alzheimer's disease. They think they can crush their own young people who are very tired of the old guard. They want internet where they can get access to free information, and they also don't want to be shoved in 20,000 Laodai prison camps. But the globalists that want to disarm American citizens want to get away with the same crap here. Let me tell you, we can do citizens' arrest and citizens' lynch mobs, and if you try to pull off that stuff in America, you're going to die so fast it'll be like Bruce Willis. You're going to die hard. And if you think pushing Americans around is a smart deal for you guys in the left, whether you're rhino Republicans or demon rats Democrats, forget it. Because we're going to make your day really, really ugly. And you have to know, we're not just saying this on the radio, we mean it. We mean it. And they don't get it yet, do they? They don't get it that Kim Jong-un doesn't get it, that we have 18 different special squads I have from my classified sources ready to attack and decapitate that government. And I had a vision yesterday. I don't know if it's a real vision or I'm going to have to pray on it some more, but I had this vision, literally a real clear one too, where one of his generals fed him a cocktail that killed him, because if these generals feel that they like to still live in their own skin and they want to actually have their own kind of private meals and so on, and they want to have a regime that survives in some way, shape, or form, so they actually have a place to live and can still breathe oxygen on planet Earth, if they don't kill this maniac, Kim Jong-un, they're going to die very shortly. Because you start firing missiles at Guam, you're going to die in a hail of nuclear fire. No, so fast you won't know what hit you.
Yeah, no, look, I think, I think China, I mean, a lot of what you're not hearing, I think China obviously is behind North Korea. And then that really goes all the way back to the Korean War, right? Back there, you know.
Sure they are.
I mean, that was... Yeah. So, you know, look, I mean, North Korea is a little pit bull, you know, geopolitically, who knows what's going on behind the scenes. But
I do. I know what's behind the scenes. Ask me a question. This is one of the problems, and this is the key issue that frustrates me, whether it was at Genesis or here, is that callers don't want to ask tough questions, and even co-hosts don't understand. I have three sources of information. I have regular, that anybody can Google, but I have classified. I have people inside CENTCOM, the Pentagon, etc., and I have supernatural sources, and I'm going to tell you, I do know everything that's going on, and if you ask me, I'll tell you. The problem is, we know exactly what's going on. China has a multi-track process. They want to make our popcorn and sell and buy our movie theaters and our Hollywood movies production. At the same time, they want to threaten to nuke our cities as they buy us out, and then they want to control the United States, literally take over the territory and have a literally enslaving army watching over the U.S. population as they, quote, take over the country. I mean, you can see already with the Belt and Road program that they plan on, we talked about this with Harley Schlanger, there's a positive side, it's good to have new infrastructure. The negative side is the communist Chinese think somehow they're going to dominate the world now. They're out of their cotton picking mind. It's not going to happen. And the Russians aren't going to rebuild the Soviet Union. That's not going to happen. So Mr. Putin, as delusional as he is out of his cotton picking mind. And now that we have a real president, a new sheriff in town, game's over. So the Chinese are multi-tracking it. They pretend they want to buy our movie theaters. They got Jack Ma coming over here from Alibaba saying, I'll make 1.5 million American jobs and 15 million jobs in China. He's a liar. These people want to dominate our industry and strip it down to the bone, make sure we can't even make step-down transformers for a power grid, and then through their proxy, North Korea, knock out our power grid and say, ha ha ha, America, our proxy bad dog knocked out your power grid, and you can starve in the dark and eat each other. That's what China's all about. And if people don't get a reality check on this, and they crush their own people in China, if you're listening, rise up and take out these communist maniacs and start living like normal human beings, because you're intelligent, you're decent. And there's actually more new Christians rising up in China. 80% of the new Christians in the last 25 to 30 years are all Chinese. Isn't that interesting? Now, a lot of them are evangelical, a lot of them are Catholic, and they certainly don't agree with this crazy Pope. This Pope is a Satanist. He's a maniac. But the fact is, they want to have decency, they want to have the family, they want to have jobs, and they want to have a life like anybody else, a handheld device that works, a car that drives good, air that they can breathe that won't kill them and put rubber dust on their car an inch thick after they go to work. They want to have safe mass transit, and they want to have a safe cities and waterways. 40% of their waterways are unfit for human consumption now. You can't drink the water out of them or you die. So the Chinese people have got this communist boot on them, and we collaborate to make it that way. And we need to face the music that the globalists are setting up China to try to eventually crush America, and they're even taking away our satellite-based and weapons-based systems to stop incoming missiles. And the maniac Obama and the wimp George Bush were responsible for not putting the full Reagan space shield, including the what's called brilliant pebbles. And as a result, if Kim Jong-un, who, as they say, couldn't hit the broadside of a barn door, he can set off a missile from a fishing fleet 300 miles off the U.S. coast of California. Maybe he doesn't hit San Francisco. He hits L.A. Who gives a damn? He's going to kill millions of people. So people need to get a reality check here. If you hear what you're hearing on the news or people say, I don't really know, guess what? Dr. Deagle does. You can ask me a question about virtually anything, and I will give you an answer. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, obviously, I mean, there's a lot of information out there, and it's everywhere. But the thing with...
No, I'll give you... a second, Rob. It's not just a lot of information. I don't want people to just go out there and go out into what I call the sewer net. Here on this show, we crystallize things down to a very clear paradigm where you can challenge it logically. You can go and check on the open market of crap out there on the internet and the other alternative hosts. There's many out there that think they want to control the media, like Alex Jones, who's a big pile of human horse hockey dung, you know, dung, trying to control the media and the narrative, and he hasn't any classified or other sources other than maybe he's connected himself to them, or other people out there who really are trying to do with Me Too. They want to put out their information as if they copy other news reports from elsewhere, but they don't have, like I have, security clearance and real contacts and real knowledge of the inside. And I can tell you what's going on is a hell of a lot different than what people think in the public or even the alternative media. And this program and this show, you're not going to walk away confused. If you listen and if you check on it and then you secondly pray, you're going to find out what we tell you is true. I got a CENTCOM employee, and I prayed, and God sent me a CENTCOM employee 6 months ago to spend an afternoon with me, giving me the exquisite details in my own home here in North County, San Diego, of how by March, Kim Jong-un could hit New York City. 39 minutes to hit New York City. So this is not a joke. And the targeting technology we gave to the communist Chinese, as I mentioned when I had Josh Bernstein, because he said the same thing. He didn't really know. And I gave a 10-minute dissertation of how Lockheed Martin or Sputnik, set up by the CIA, transferred technology for targeting to the Russians and Chinese through the Iridium satellite phone system. I know all the classified details, including information from the Israeli intelligence and the CIA inside the Pentagon. So when you ask me a question about something like this, I know it all. And that's what's really disturbing, is all these other yahoos out there think they know some of this stuff. They don't realize how grave the danger is. In our own government, people like Mitch McConnell and the never-Trumpers inside the Republican Party, they're killing us. They're setting us up to have our cities nuked. They're setting us up for biological warfare and weapons. I worked with the FBI and CDC in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter, and I couldn't tell on the day when I worked with these maniacs whether they were stupid or evil or both. So you're not going to hear this in other shows. You're not going to hear people say a crystalline answer that's clear as a bell. And afterward, you've done your own research, I tell people, don't believe what I said, but go off and pray. And when you pray, you're going to find, oh, my God, I think Deagle's telling the truth. Yeah, I'm not going to cut this back. And people say, well, why are you still alive, Deagle? I said, first off, these maniacs are so crazy, they think because I know so much, I must be one of them wearing a white hat. I'm a white hat guy that's a bad guy. You're wrong. I'm not. I'm a Christian patriot. And I'm going to tell you the truth up here because you're going to get confused if you just go in the sewer net or you think there's lots of information out there. The lots of information is going to make you feel like a fool. And you're going to be fooled into the fact that if we get rid of Trump, we'll have no space shield and our American cities will burn with fire when nuclear weapons rain down on us from some country like Russia and China or their proxy North Korea. If you don't think it'll happen, you're an idiot, and you're going to suffer, and you're going to die in a nuclear fireball. How's that?
Sounds
pretty good. Pretty serious. I'm a serious guy. I'm not Mr. Passive about this stuff, and I realize there isn't anybody else like me on the blogosphere, the internet, YouTube, radio or TV, anywhere on the planet, and I bring on great co-hosts like yourself because you bring out these issues. But I don't want people to think, number one, I don't want them to believe what I say until they research and pray on it. But number two, I want them to understand they're going to get a crystal clear answer of exactly how to stop it, like my laser net system for stopping incoming missiles. I took care of the people working at the White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico and Vandenberg on our space shield. I know all the details. I have a photographic memory and technical knowledge in virtually every sphere of science. So if you want to know what's going on, the maniac Dr. Deagle knows. Ask me. I dare you. Anybody out there, ask, and you shall receive, even if it'll scare the hell out of you. You better know it.
Are we on a break?
We're going on break now, yeah.
All right. Give me 1 minute, okay?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be gone for about 2 or 3 minutes before we come back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. And so, Rob, I went through quite a rant there. My skin crawls when I think about what the politicians are doing to lie to us and our generals. The one person that's honest about this and forthright is Donald Trump and Mike Pence, this team that's now got prayer in the White House. What's going on in our, and it's not a swamp, you're right, it's probably more likely a latrine, in the smell of what we call satanic fecal matter and the dead bodies of not only babies but also of our troops. And people far away, like in Guam, that might die from a thermonuclear flash attack by the maniac Kim Jong-un, who's actually said, I'm going to attack, even given dates. I mean, why are we standing here? It's like if somebody's standing in front of you and they're threatening to kill your wife, I wouldn't be talking to him. I'd blow his head off before he finished saying his statement. I don't understand why we don't do an immediate strike. And I saw Pastor Jeffers arguing with this crazy Catholic priest saying that we should use more kind of measured approach. No, a measured approach is to terminate him, make an appointment for him to see his God, which is Satan, and kill his bugger and his generals quickly. And now, and to close off the trade with China, who's our mortal enemy. They're planning on taking over the United States once they crush us and they force us into a treaty that'll mean the Western United States is occupied by communist Chinese. And if you don't think that's the case, you're an idiot. You don't understand what's coming, do you, out there?
No, I mean, look, the Chinese are waging economic war on us, and, you know, we've sold our souls out, I mean, for this easy, you know, kind of blasé lifestyle that we have in this country, this welfare state, government worker, government pension,
right?
Lazy welfare state. So the Chinese are, you know, are really are eating our lunch,
It's by design, though. I mean, when they don't have the technology, we transfer it. When we don't have factories, we build up so many regulations. I talked to a business person last year, and they told me that it takes 90 days to get approval to set up a factory with 5,000 workers in China. It can take 5 years in America, and luckily Trump is getting rid of a lot of these regulations. Some of them are not to protect the environment. They're just regs because the government, if they pass more regulations, can hire more people to work in this bloated bureaucracy we call government. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I call it. I mean, we're choking ourselves to death. So you got that whole situation. You got these fake, you know, talk about fake news. You got these fake wars. I mean, I don't mean to say fake in the term that people aren't being maimed and hurt, but I mean fake in terms of
manipulated. You mean controlled.
We were lied to get into them, and they were lied to keep them going, and there's no reason for them, and then they're worse than doing nothing because they're actually making us more enemies.
Right.
So you got that going on. You got millions of dollars, you know, or how many hundreds of millions going to abortion, you know, Planned Parenthood, International Planned Parenthood, the population control zealots and genocidal psychopaths at the United Nations, at the core of the un-American genocidal complex. So I'm going to say it, you know, that I think that God really hates this country. I know people say, well, how can God hate? Well, I'm pretty much going to say it right now. If you read Proverbs chapter 6, you know, there's seven things, you know, six things God hates and seven are an abomination to him.
Right.
I think we pretty much, you know, we pass all seven with flying colors, especially with Trump's predessor, Pharaoh Barry.
I love that Pharaoh Barry. That's a good term, Pharaoh Barry, because he looks like the Pharaoh Akhenaten. If you actually see the ancient statues and things and gold faces and so on they made, he looks exactly like Barry Sotero. By the way, the man claims to be black, but in fact he's more likely Arab Muslim from Kenya, and in fact has got very little black in him. Yeah, and the white side of him is actually we call Khazarian Jewish. So you have to understand what this guy is. He's a fabrication. He's a Photoshop man. He never exists. He's like that Canadian comedian that literally they made a 24-hour movie thing over him, so his entire life was a 24-hour reality movie. This is before reality TV really got going. And it followed this movie with what they call it, the Truman Show, where Truman was actually created. Well, we have a Truman president. And it's done there to kind of literally showcase the globalist control that we're such idiots. We accept this guy and the laws he passed in disabling America's missile defense and sequestering our military and destroying our economy and continue to export our industries. He has tried to destroy the fabric of America to make us a post-colonial nation. That's what he's done. Okay?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, and I say Pharaoh Barry, and let's just shift the focus to him for a minute. I mean, he's like, I mean, the parallel to him, I'd say, would be King Manasseh of the Old Testament. Now, Manasseh was, you know, was into child sacrifice and all these other sorts of things. And
right.
I think this is First Kings 20 to 23, you know, it's kind of, you know, Manasseh was out it, and he had, his, you know, Josiah, and he was succeeded by, you know, evil and good kings after that. So, but, you know, if you go to several chapters later in First Kings, I mean, God was so PO'd that Israel, you know, the nation of Israel, that they elected Manasseh as their leader, that he still punished them for it. So I see a parallel here. I mean, you know, maybe Trump's in there, and again, Trump's just the eye of the storm or a temporary setback in deep state control or takeover.
Well, I agree.
Barry is our Manasseh. I mean, the guy was...
He's still operating, isn't he? Still operating, too.
The guy has more...
You are tuned in.
NutraMedical's NutruSilver is a must for every family's medicine cabinet. 100% safe for children and adults, it protects and promotes health by completely removing stealth and major pathogens. Silver must be in its ionic state to activate and kill singlet oxygen, killing capacity for viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It has a maximum punch because it is delivered in a liposomal enzymatic envelope and is hydrogenated. It's so safe that you can put drops in your eyes, inhale in your sinuses or lungs. NutriSilver orally will clear pathogens from your GI tract, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It's thousands of times stronger than any nanoparticle or colloidal silver anywhere else. And every silver atom is activated to kill pathogens and stimulate stem cells. Our customers tell us that if they wake up with a sore throat, take a few sprays of NutriSilver in a few minutes, they are already feeling better. NutriSilver is truly amazing. Try it and you'll see the results for yourself. Dosages are small because of NutriMedical's advanced technology. topical or internal applications. Order at NutriSilver today with free shipping at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Are you tired of running to your doctor for medical tests like iron levels and bone density? How would you like to have the access to your own diagnostics? This simple interpretive test can give you results in just a few minutes right in your own computer. Find out if you have high cholesterol, viscous blood, abnormal blood sugar, developing eye problems, dropping hormone levels, and normal organ function. Dr. Bill's QRMA uses the magnetic fields of your body and harmonic frequencies to predict functional abnormalities and deficiencies. The QRMA, or quantitative resonant magnetic test, is quick, non-invasive, and simple to use. Colorful display reads off mild, moderate, or severe deviations of normal standards. Why is Dr. Bill's QRMA so predictively accurate? It compares it to a massive database, and you can send the results for Dr. Bill to do an interpretation, as all analyses for you and your family are totally included in the cost of the machine. You can purchase the QRMA now at an amazing sale price with payments spread over 6 months. The QRMA is quick and safe. Go to NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious for the whole family. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones at peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's VitaminerAlMix at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Vitamineral Mix for maximum activation of the best vitamin for your family. I repeated this a number of times. Number one, we want support. We have a sale on now, a summer sale. We need your orders to continue to be in business. And we're succeeding, but we need to exceed more. We need to get millions more audience. We are going to be expanding. Right now, we rebroadcast the last couple of months over to Revolution Radio, our great show originating here in RBN, so you need to support RBN by donating. Number two, you need to support us by buying our nutraceuticals and consults and equipment and technology, because if you don't, we won't be around here. We'll have to go elsewhere to find audience. We are going to start rebroadcasting our third hour on Friday, which you originate here at RBN over at Wilkins Radio. So they'll be on different hours. You'll see it on some station networks in Wilkins, where selective markets we can get it out there, because we have to get the word out. People don't know how late the hour is, and there are very few what I call truth-telling witnesses, people like yourself, Rob, who see and desperately see how bad it is, see it clear as the ancient prophets see. But the public, and by and large, aren't even asking the tough questions that'll save their physical and financial hide or stop them from grieving about the death of their nation and their family. They don't get it yet. They don't realize the hour's late. It's not like the Book of Acts says, many have come to and fro, and they said, every day shall proceed like the last. In other words, there's bad times aren't really coming. It'll be up and down, but it's never going to be the end of the world. Guess what? The end of the world, as you know it, is months and years away, not decades now. It's months and years. Things are going to get really ugly, real fast, really crazy. I mean, I'll give you three scenarios, and I want you to respond to number one. Scenario number one, the globalists pulled the economy. We've got the debt bomb with commercial real estate ready to go. We've got the bond market, of course. The former Fed chairman Greenspan said it's ready to pop any day. We have the globalists willing to do anything. They can't assassinate Trump because he got level 3 body armor on and his own private security force. So even if we could get through to the Secret Service, it doesn't matter. His own private security force is probably smarter, better, and they're actually more allied with Trump. He surrounds himself now with generals. So they're probably going to pull the economy between now and midterm elections next spring, which we're only talking about, you know, 6 months or so. And the second thing is, they're so desperate to maintain power, they don't care if it causes America to get millions to die or economy to crash. They could care less, because they have in the wings the mark of the beast coming. And if you think I'm making this up, you're not just a blithering moron, you're a suicidal moron. Because whether you are religious or not, you have to understand, being chipped or having your biometrics used and everything being electronic digits in their supercomputer and every other form of exchange, including Bitcoin and even carrot bars, will be considered illegal. Of course, they can't stop carrot bars. Or if you have an encrypted peer-to-peer network, you know, some kind of blockchain number system like Bitcoin, you have to understand the globalists are such maniacs, they don't give a crap. They're literally poisoning us to sterilize us to, in a generation, according to our Academy of Environmental Medicine. North Americans won't be able to reproduce. Our sperm count is less than 25% of what it was in the 1950s. If you think with all the sexual disruption with the feminizing biotoxins in the environment on purpose, and the toxic material they're putting in our food to increase, and the toxic vaccines, if you think they don't have an intention to destroy the human race, you are not just a blithering moron, you're ready to be slaughtered. And you're going to be slaughtered really quick if you don't listen to Dr. Deagle and his guests. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, I mean, look, so much going on here, but the scenario, you know, kind of jumping around here a little bit, but the way things, the events are unfolding is really, you know, and I'll say it again, the Revelation 17 and 18, the whore of Babylon, no doubt the United States and the beast, I believe, being the rest of the world, and the beast shall hate the whore and burn her with fire. So, look, that scenario is certainly shaping up, and it's going to happen very quickly when it does happen. And but, you know, my interpretation is going to be an economic collapse, then a quick shot at, you know, one world government being led by the United Nations or some image of the beast like
and then
the ambush is going to come. So the point is, and that's a lot to explain in a very short time, but, you know, and again, but that's all broken down on my site, boxandsunglasses.com, and people can read that. But that's definitely a scenario, and that parallels with current events. You know, this what I call comic book Christianity, you know, with this rapture and then this, you know, 7-year tribulation or a mid-tribulation rapture, and, you know, and two dudes running around Jerusalem throwing fireballs at people, you know, live on CNN. To me, it's all hogwash. Again, it's what I call, you know, kindergarten Christianity. I mean, this is real, okay? And again, it's just circling back to, you know, the un-American genocidal complex. I mean, these are genocidal maniacs, and we touched on this before, and even in this country with Barrow Barry voting against something called the Born Alive Infant Abortion Protection Act. I mean, this nation by itself.
You went over that real fast. I want you to repeat it a little slower, because what your point is here is really, in terms of God's perspective, really central. Repeat that title again, please.
So Pharaoh Barry, okay, let's just review
yeah,
this.
The first act you did, by the way, was
a half-white.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
A half-white, you know, president, the son of a white mama, the so-called first black president, this con man, this he's got more names in the Manhattan phone book, this guy, whoever he is. He comes in and he votes against the Born Alive Infant Abortion Protection Act, and I've read some sources he voted against 4 times. Now, think about just the title of that, the Born Alive Infant Abortion Protection Act. In other words, the baby's born alive, if the intent was to abort that baby, then Barack Obama said it's okay to kill that baby, and in most places that's known as murder. You know, and then people think, oh, this can never happen in America. Well, I got news for him, it did happen. There was this guy down in Philadelphia, you know, a black abortion doctor, you know, Dr. Kurt Gosnell, and of course he got no coverage in, you know, in the press in this nation.
Right.
They're more concerned about, you know, Trump's fake, you know, Russia news and all this. But, you know, here's a guy that was, you know, babies were being born alive, but I guess he wasn't that competent, and he was killing them, breaking their necks or severing their spines after they were born to kill them. And he actually, you know, he had unqualified assistance administering painkillers, and several women were killed in his clinic now. And this is in Pennsylvania, the Department of Health, the local authorities. Everybody knew what this guy was doing.
Well, of course he did.
Nobody ever stopped him. No bad publicity, but And the way he got caught is because they were dispensing drugs, so it actually was a narcotic bust. And when the cops went in to raid the place, they, you know, they found cats and dirt and grime and baby body parts all over the place.
Oh my.
This is America, okay? Now, you know, there's a book out there, I think it's by Jonah Goldberg, called Blackout. And there's a couple books out. You're not going to see it on the New York Times bestseller list, but it did happen in America. But the point
yeah,
is,
yeah, right.
Going back to Proverbs chapter 6, you know, there's six things that, you know, that God hates, and seven are an abomination to him. And as I was saying before, you know, we check. We get a check mark on every one, okay? So there's nonsense about, you know, Mystery Babylon and, you know, it's this, it's that. No. We started out as a Christian nation and the most blessed nation probably in the history of the world and the greatest nation in the history of the world to degrade or denigrate to the point where we had a sitting president, a so-called black president, that was so pro-abortion, pro-Margaret Sanger's Negro Project, that he voted against something called the Born Alive Abortion Protection Act, speaks volumes. Okay, this is, you know, we are...
Yeah, let me...
We are an insane asylum.
Let me add something to that. This first act he did as president was literally, as he sat the first day in the after inauguration, was actually to sign the Montreal Protocol, which means he's going to pay for abortions in his home country of Kenya and other countries around the world. That's one of the first things that Trump did, was actually to disavow that. We weren't going to pay with U.S. federal tax money of pro-life Christians, whether they're Catholics, Mormons, alternative evangelicals, etc., or not going to whatever denomination Seventh-day Adventist is not going to pay with our tax money to kill babies elsewhere in the world. This maniac Obama, and Hillary Clinton, believe it or not, is even worse. I mean, she participates in snuff activities and satanic ceremonies. And if you think these things aren't really happening, that's why when I had discussions with people like Jim Fetzer, he's never going to get it. I'm going to bring on, for example, Wolfgang Halbig, who gave Mueller's research and even flew Jim Fetzer around to actually talk about these things, and he wrote his book about, you know, Sandy Hook, etc. The real source behind it is Wolfgang Halbig. And you have to understand, if you don't know, and I'm going to bring on Freeman, who I've been ahead on the show years ago over at Genesis, you got to understand, if you don't know that this is satanic, if you don't know it's globalist, if you don't know these people are compromised at every possible level, including with satanic ceremonies and devilishness, if you don't know that demonic possession and oppression is really happening, you're never going to get it. I don't care how smart you think you are, you're never going to get it when you realize this program. That's why America is not only the daughter of Babylon, that's why it says in the Bible, in Revelation, says, in one day has come destruction to Babylon, you know. Babylon the Great has fallen. And, of course, all the nations weep afar off, but the nations is burning with fire. Guess what? That place is America. I call it the land of the dragon. If you actually take the name that the Incans had for America, it's the land of the feathered serpent god, Quetzalcoatl, or the land of the dragon. And believe me, we're living up to it. There's enough Christians here where God has withheld judgment because we're praying. We have pro-life Christian authors like yourself out there, myself, praying because we're already still in Babylon, or still in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, for judgment to fall in this nation. And we've been given the Trump of God, which is a warning, and we've given the Pence, or repent, and time to repent with our Vice President Pence. But this is it. If we disavow, or if we allow the decapitation of our government through a coup of the intel agencies and media, if we allow a Mueller to go crazy and continue his foolish rat race to see if he can stir up something against the Trump family or put Trump in prison, or if they try to assassinate him, we'll not only have a civil war, America will fly apart into five or six sub-republics. The world would be doomed, because without a righteous America, the world will have nothing to keep the nation states away from the globalist control and a global control matrix where they'll get rid of 90% of us. If you think that's a theory, just read the World Watch Institute. Read the Georgia Guidestones. Read the latest documents from a year and a half ago, where here Obama, the Abominator, I call him, like the Terminator from the future, and the Pope signed up with 72 world leaders to believe in the carbon credits and world reduction of population. You think there's some delusion made up by Dr. Deagle that had a bad night's sleep? No. It's made up of these world leaders that are freaking devils. And it's not open to opinion. It's just a ugly, nasty fact. Okay?
Well, this is what I mean. This is why I consider these, you know, a lot of these on these so-called Christian networks, you know, Israel, we must pray for Israel and all this nonsense. This is why I call it kindergarten Christianity, because now when you start talking about what I call the anti-Ten Commandments or the Georgia Guidestones and the specification for 90% reduction of world population, Now you get into the core of the quote conspiracy. Now you're seeing the real evil, and it didn't just start. It's not going to start with some 7-year tribulation and all this kind of nonsense. This has been going on. As I document the Un-American Genocide of Conflict, it's just a snapshot.
I'll give you a little blurb about that. First off, there is going to be a 7-year period, and I'll tell you, it's not now. There's three stages to the treaty in the Middle East. The first one is what Kushner is doing right now, which is to try to bring some dialogue with the Palestinians. The Palestinians, if they have a terrorist, kill an Israeli or a tourist in Israel, the Palestinian Authority pays that family money, blood money, to make sure that the family is taken care of after their husband was a human bomb. So the state of Israel, I call it, it's a real hell. And I can say this because I'm a Cohen, a blood descendant of Moshe, a Maronite Christian who lived from Lebanon on my mother's side. So I can tell you, Israel, led by a CFR member, Bibi Netanyahu, who's a maniac, and by the way, he's up for election now, with Lieberman, who's another maniac bouncer. And you have to understand, Israel's been a primary conduit for intel information and going off to our potential enemies. You have to understand, Israel's playing this on all sides. They're really dangerous. They actually are in full alliance with Saudi Arabia. People need to know their intel agents and Mossad actually work with Saudi Arabia lockstep. So you're absolutely correct. So the state of Israel is not godly right now. They returned to unbelief like the fig tree without fruit. And God said, basically, when he saw the fig tree, he cursed it, and a day later it died. Well, yeah, it was set up by the United Nations, but it's been brought back in unbelief. Now, God said, I will restore them, and one-third of the Jews will return and repent and see the one they pierced in Psalm 2. But the fact is, our brother, if you want to call it the Ephraimic brother of Israel, is the state of, I call it, it's a real hell, or Judah with the half-tribe of Benjamin, which has developed the house of. These two scapegoat collectives of people are God's example that if you don't follow God's will, you as a nation or people collective, even over thousands of years, will be destroyed. And America, on its current pathway, is not, quote, the super ultra power, as I hear some of these people talking about on Fox News. We are headed toward annihilation. You need to face that music, people. Unless we repent spiritually, God's not going to give us a pathway to survive this physically, emotionally, or in any other way. And in fact, you'll see mothers at that day of judgment, and it's a day that I don't want to see happen. And I said, God, you know, last year I was crying. I said, God, give me some respect. God said, stop asking me for it. I said, why, God? He said, because the day you get respect is a day of gnashing of teeth and of mothers slitting the throats of their children so they don't see what's coming. It's a day when people will curse your name because you told the truth, and now the judgment is coming. They hold up their hand to see the last time a flash of x-rays as a nuclear bomb goes off in their city and they're turned to an atomic vapor. If you think out there that you can play with this, think of us as Rob Roselli and Dr. Bill Deagle standing on a hill by a caravan telling them the judgment's coming to the city where they're moving to, and judgment's going to destroy them and all their peoples, and they don't listen. They won't even ask tough questions. They don't want the answers. They don't want solutions. They don't realize the only solutions come through God. And with an open heart spiritually, it's not just an intellectual issue. It's not just an emotional issue. It's a spirit issue that people have separated themselves from God, and judgment's about to fall on America. And we have this little time of grace of Trump and Pence. And if we allow this presidency to be destroyed, and we don't keep on praying him, as they say, Trumpinocchio, to become from a high-level Masonic person fixated on Apollo to becoming a real Christian leader, which he is becoming with prayer now in the White House, we will be under such grave judgment. Living in America will be like living in the ninth ring of Hades. It will make hell look good. That's how bad it'll be in America. If Trump is destroyed, if Pence is gone, if there's no desire to maintain a Christian, a Judeo-Christian republic, it'll be hell on earth living in America. And the rest of the world will pay for it, too. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I mean, look, that's pretty much, again, that's pretty much spelled out in Revelation 18. You know, God's begging, you know, America, you know, come out of her, my people. And, you know, whereas he didn't do this with, say, Sodom and Gomorrah, to the extent he's doing it in Revelation 18.
Oh, no, he just told Lot and his family to get out of there, and after Lot came out, because there was nobody else left, he just fried them.
Well, you know, this is what's coming is going to be worse than, you know, worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, if you go back, what is it, Matthew chapter 12, it says, you know, this will be more tolerable for Sodom in the day of judgment than it is for you. I mean, of course, if he's talking to, you know, the so-called, you know, chosen people, he's talking to the Jews, you know, the Jewish leadership at the time, but really, he was speaking across the centuries to this
right.
nation known as America, this Christian-founded nation known as America, that, you know, that went from, you know, divine providence in reliance on Christian principles. And I disagree with a lot of these conspiracy kooks that say America and Freemasons and all that. You know, we can make that another show. But anyway, that's really what he, you know. So go again from where we started to where we are now.
Well, America was founded on the same principles of King Nimrod, the ancient emperor of Babylon. When you set up dialectics, like in a sense, believe it or may, people may not believe it, although it maintains some order out of the chaos, it's a form of satanic order. It's the idea of opposing forces like the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch, all opposing each other. Now we've had them out of balance. And that's why satanic power is even amplifying, because you can't hurt people that don't have the Spirit of God in them. If you have evil surgeons, they'll do abortion, for example. If you have a non-godly healthcare system, they'll kill your mama when she gets dementia rather than trying to help her out of her dementia. So that's why things are probably, we have an ungodly country with ungodly leaders, except now we're praying for Trump and Pence to become, as I say, like Trump Pinocchio, to become a real live Christian president. And he's doing it.
Yeah.
And the globalists and the Satanists are nuts over it.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. So, Rob, we're going to do some video after this. I think people need to understand the most frustrating thing for me is three things. Number one, people won't ask tough questions because they don't want their worldview changed. I don't expect to change people's minds. In fact, I beg them not to. Because sometimes when I hear people that say, I worship you, Dr. Deagle, you're so wonderful, everything you say is truth, I say, you know what, please don't do that. Because if you start worshiping what I say or my co-host says, without you, number one, checking out the facts and praying on it, Number two, I'm a human being. I can screw up. Okay, that's why I call myself a warthog for God. I try to do the best I can, but I am going to screw up on either my delivery or whatever. I've worked at it so long, I'm trying to be honest, that 99% of the time, I'm not going to screw up, even if I overtalk my guests, pontificate, or go crazy. You need to know what the fact is, that I've mastered this information. And it's scary as hell to me. And what worries me is that people don't even ask tough questions. And this is a very late hour. We could have an EMP over America and knock out our power grid. We could have an economic collapse. We could have a thermonuclear bomb hit a U.S. city. All kinds of possibilities. And you don't have to have good targeting technology for North Korea to cause trouble. And the globalists inside the country want it to happen. They want us to move to the mark of the beast. They want a cashless system. And even if you're not a religionist and say, I'm not a Christian, you, and there may be a rational atheist. If you're a rational atheist, you do not want to be chipped or have your biometrics used with every electronic dividend in a supercomputer. Just a rational atheist would say, that's a bad idea. I don't think that's good for anybody. But you know what? When people read your books, do you think they wake up? Do you think they're going to wake up? The people who are going to order them are the people that go, say, to Clay and Iron, and they order the books and read them. They say, wow, this looks like it's real. Yeah, it is real, and it's on the door. It's almost like a giant 30-foot, you know, Australian alligator from the Northern Territories is ready to chomp off not your leg, but eat you whole. And people don't pay attention. It's like these, you know, white, what do they call them? These big, you know, killer sharks, you know, the white sharks. They're eating people whole off the coast all over the world now. We're seeing all kinds of shark attacks. These shark attacks are happening, but people pretend it's fine to go wade out in the water. It's beyond me. I don't understand it. How about you? Do you understand this?
Yeah.
It's frustrating as hell. And then people say, well, I won't buy your stupid vitamins and nutraceuticals, even if it'll help me save my life or my kid, because you said that you don't believe that you think 9/11 was an inside job and we killed 3,000 of our own citizens. Yeah. I said, you're a moron. Did you know the dancing Israelis? I point out the facts that the last country that turned me down doing radio toxicology on the World Trade Center debris was Japan. The State Department 2 years ago said they wouldn't even talk to me. Okay? This is an open discussion. And when I said these facts and tore apart the so-called physicist, Dr. Jones, for Alex Jones, he actually threatened me and says, don't call me back because I'll consider it stalking, like I'm a sexual stalker of this maniac, Alex. So you got to understand, Dr. Deagle is not someone to mess with. Okay? And I know the facts, and I know these globalists are literally ready to do something really bad during the first term of Trump. And if they succeeded either impeaching him or paralyzing his government, what they've done with Mitch McConnell and other so-called never-Trumpers, if they succeed in actually making us vulnerable to a nuclear attack or financial catastrophe, the American people are going to pay dearly. Rob, we're going to do a little video after the show here. And I know it's very popular. We want to talk about some of these issues, but North Korea is a very ever-present danger, but they're really just the bad dog of China. China is our mortal enemy. Let's face it. The international drug lord on the corner of the street with a 360-pound mutant Rottweiler with titanium teeth on a long chain to bite our leg off, and China laughs as they scare the hell out of people around the world with nukes in North Korea, and they gave them the material. Ha ha. Sure. You want to make us popcorn, but you want to scare us with your nukes from your bad dog? I don't believe you, China.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or Nutrimedical Universal Pathogen Killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.